stations promise outstanding content, but when it's time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
The morning show that's on your side. But then again, so is appendicitis.
Get ready for the number one internet radio show anywhere. Broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio, it's Sam and Stephanie in the Morning. If you'd like to get in touch with the show, dial them up right now at 323-203-0815. And now strap in for Sam and Stephanie in the Morning right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome. It's Tuesday, August 30th. One more day in August, Stephanie.
Oh, yeah. And I don't know why I'm so excited about that, but I am, apparently.
Something to celebrate, you know. Reasons for parties.
September. Labor Day.
Labor Day is coming up, right?
I know.
Is it where? In the end of September or October?
No.
August, right?
This coming weekend.
This coming weekend.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
So it's September.
Yeah.
I know, I'm so excited.
Yeah, I totally forgot about that.
Yeah,
I don't
well,
know. Because for
now
me, there's no holidays.
Now you have to make plans for a big weekend.
Yeah, working.
Exactly.
That's what it is.
Exactly.
But that's okay. I learned to make it my fun, you know?
Well, as long as you're having fun, that's all that matters.
Exactly. Exactly.
So the story that we reported on yesterday about the Gaddafi nanny.
Yes.
I am so excited.
Why?
She is getting help.
Oh, yeah?
And
well, you know, you're complaining that the reporter didn't help her. But the thing is, think about it. He helped her a lot because he made her story
known. But you know me. I'm just a little emotional.
No, you wanted him to lend a hand right there.
Yeah, I just wanted him to take out his wallet and give it to her. But you know what? A lot of people are, like, so much help is pouring in and just from individuals and aides and all this stuff and hospitals, and it's amazing. And now she's getting help, and it makes me so happy.
Yeah.
Oh, it makes me so happy.
This is Gaddafi's former nanny who got burned by his wife, right?
Yep. She poured boiling water on her twice.
Right.
And then left her in there for days without nobody knowing about it. So she had maggots coming out of her head, and which my dad said it was probably from fly larvae, which is just disgusting. And so left her in there, and she, you know, was just so she developed all these scabs and stuff and all these infections.
Right.
So now they're treating her with antibiotics, and they said she's going to be fine. She's going to have like skin grafting and some surgeries, but she's going to be okay.
Yeah.
You know, she's getting
help. Yeah. Gaddafi's wife poured hot water on her.
Yeah. Twice.
Why did she do that now? Do you remember?
Because she, well, the first time, one of the times, it's because her name was Aileen, the wife. Her daughter was crying and wouldn't stop crying, and Aileen told the nanny to beat her, and the nanny wouldn't do it.
Really?
So she got mad at her and took her and poured boiling water on her.
Wow.
And then left her out there, you know, and wouldn't let her eat either.
Yeah.
And left her out in the cold for like 3 days. It was disgusting.
Yeah. Now the wife and a few kids are in Algiers. They escaped. But we'll see how long they're going to last. The best thing is to threaten them, and then Gaddafi might come out.
Yeah, exactly.
Although he probably doesn't give a shit.
I was going to say, although he probably really doesn't care, to be honest. Maybe more about his son than his daughter and his wife.
Yeah, at this point, he's on the run, and his life's over pretty much.
They'll find all of them, and they will all pay. Yeah. I mean, the kids, I don't, you know. Don't wish harm upon them, but the other two, the wife and Gaddafi, will play.
Yeah, but he's got three adult sons that were just
But I'm talking about, I think these two were little, but it could be that the one son was a little bit older. The daughter was young, obviously, because she was crying.
Right.
You know.
But they do have a few grandkids also in Algeria now, so they'll probably give him safe haven, you know, because they're the family, supposedly.
Yeah, but they'll be found out. But I'm just happy that this woman is getting attention, and she's going to be okay, and all this help is pouring in, and it makes my heart happy that all these people are reaching out to this woman.
Yeah, that's a horrible thing to go through, especially alone.
Well,
Nobody knows about your situation. You're just sitting there. And
she has no money. She has nothing. She's just in pain.
Right.
It just... it should never, ever happen.
Yeah. Well, I'm just saying, you just wait and see how many horror stories are going to come out of this.
Oh, I'm sure there's a lot more than we know, but this was brought to our attention, and right. I had a comment on it because it made me sick. And
right. I'm just saying, that this is sort of like the tip of the iceberg, because usually, with dictatorships and that kind of a regime, there's always horror stories coming out.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I agree. But I'm just happy that she's getting help and she's going to be okay. That, for me, out of all of this, the horror that came out of it, she's going to be okay. And that makes me happy. So thank you, everybody.
Well, we're happy that you're happy.
Well, thank you, everybody who's donated and, reached out and, every single person. I think it's amazing.
Yeah.
So that makes me happy. Yeah. So anyway, on a lighter note.
Yes.
Bachelor Pad was on last night.
Oh, was it?
Oh, my God. The show is just getting worse and worse by the second.
Really?
It is so stupid. It is so stupid. I can't even take
it. Yeah. So they have bachelors living in one place?
Yeah. Do you know what it? Yeah. So
no,
it's all the past contestants. Not all in one house at the same time. They'll take them from different seasons. And they put them in one house, guys and girls. And they're competing for $250,000. Mm. Okay. It's like Big Brother.
Right.
Right? Because that's what they do. Right? Yeah. Or is it a Big Brother like a million or something?
Half a million.
Okay.
Right.
So they put them in the South. They have to do all these challenges, right? Mm-hmm. And there's drama and people are hooking up. It's the same thing as Big Brother.
Right.
But there are some crazies on there. And one of the crazies got kicked off last night. And it was so funny because... Well, Cecile and I talk when we watch it together. We were both like, we were just like, oh my God. Like we could not believe what was happening. But it was so awful and amazing. And I can't even take it how much I love the show. It's so stupid.
Can't take your eyes off, huh?
It's such a train wreck. Wow. But I can't stop watching it.
Yeah.
It makes me feel better about myself.
I know that's what those reality shows do.
I think so, because then you have people worse off than you. This is why I think I watch Jersey Shore, because it's such a joke that I just can't. Yeah, I just feel like I'm so much I'm not better than anybody else, but like some of these people are just ridiculous that it makes me feel better about myself.
Yeah, I know, and they put themselves out there in front of the world.
I know.
Yeah.
But I thank them for it.
Yeah,
because
I guess
it's entertainment for
me. They provide you with entertainment.
And that's all that matters, right? But it was so good. It made me so happy. And during that, they announced who's on Dancing with the Stars. Okay.
I know. I'm like blown away this morning.
Okay, so hold on. Chaz Bono, which is going to be a little bit of a disaster.
Yeah.
But my all-time favorite person, as you know, is on there.
Yeah.
Nancy Grace. I want to stab myself in the eye.
Now, how does Nancy Grace end up on Dancing with the Stars?
No, and I want to cry because I cannot stand her.
Really?
Why is she on
But it would be funny. She'd probably make fun of herself, Ridiculous.
I will make fun of her.
Yeah.
I just cannot stand her.
Yeah.
I cannot stand to watch her. And I don't know, maybe we'll see a different side of her where she's actually really nice, but, I hate her whole persona. I hate how mean she is to people. It might be fun for like a second, but that's the same with Bill O'Reilly. This is why I cannot stand Bill O'Reilly.
Yeah.
Because he loves being mean to people. And to me, that's not okay.
Yeah.
I don't care if you've done something awful. Like he acts like he's better than everybody else. He looks down upon them. He talks down to them. It just makes me sick.
Yeah. Except, she's quote unquote mean to people that are suspects, right? I mean, she's not like that with everyone. Apparently her story is that her former fiancé, or I don't know if it was a husband, but I think a fiancé, was gunned down. And I think she's got like a big scar from that, So
okay.
That's why she's...
And look, I'm sorry that happened. My heart goes out to her, and that's a horrible thing. But that doesn't mean that you have to be mean to every single person.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she really has no compassion. Like, when I watch her show, because I don't really watch her show. I just watch the clips, in the morning here. But she's just, she has no compassion for anybody.
Yeah.
And it's like, you went through a horrific experience. Okay, if that's the case, I'm really sorry. But I'm sure people had compassion for you.
Right.
So you know what? Show some compassion for other people.
Right.
You know, like, that's what makes me sick. I don't ever want to be friends with her.
Yeah, well, maybe that's her shtick, you know? Maybe that's what she's famous for.
Her and
for.
Bill O'Reilly can hang out and be besties, and I don't have to talk to them.
Yeah.
I would never want to meet them, just so you know. I wouldn't. If I ever came across them, I'd be like, all right, later.
Yeah. Isn't she the last person you'd expect to be on that show?
The last person.
Yeah.
I was shocked at that she was on there. I was absolutely shocked.
That is big news.
I know. Did you think of me when she came out and you're like, oh, Steph's going to be pissed?
No, I was just watching it. I mean, I was just reading it now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So
who else is on there? Ron Artest is on there.
Oh, yeah?
The Lakers. Kristen Cavallari. Ricky Lake is on there.
Really? How do you remember all that?
Sometimes I have a good memory.
Yeah.
David Arquette is on there.
Right.
They asked him, they're like, why? This is the best. Why are you on here? And you know he's on there to, like, bring his career back, yeah. You know? But he's like, I love dancing.
Yeah.
Dancing makes me happy.
Sure.
That's what he said. That was his answer. And I was like, okay, Arquette, settle down, buddy. We all know why you're on there.
Yeah.
And Chaz Bono, they asked him, like, one question, and he was like, I don't know. It's a little intimidating or something like that. And that's all he said. And that was it. But I forget who else. There's a couple other.
They call Chaz Bono an actor, a writer, and an activist. Did you know that?
Okay. What is he an actor on?
I don't know.
Okay.
What did
he
write?
I
don't know.
And what is he an activist for?
I don't know.
I mean, maybe gays, transsexuals, that's great.
Yeah.
But what the F did he write and act in?
All right,
we need to do this right now.
It's obviously not a big deal.
We're going to IMDb this right now as we're talking.
Because
I want to see what apparently Chaz Bono is known for.
Right.
Besides.
Now, Chyna Phillips is going to be on.
Oh, yeah, she's on there too.
Yeah, I like her.
I love her.
Do you remember the group Wilson Phillips
that she was
in?
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah.
I'd start singing, but you guys would all turn the radio off or turn the volume down. So I'm not going to do that. But I'm going to say that I love
Chyna Phillips.
Yes.
Or Wilson Phillips.
I love. Love. Yeah. It was like my childhood, though.
Yeah, I know.
It was my childhood.
I loved their music, too. They were pretty good.
That's so funny that you loved it.
Yeah. Well, you know.
Okay, my thing. Okay, who
you know? You know whose daughter she is, right? Chyna Phillips.
No.
Michelle Phillips.
Who's Michelle Phillips?
She was in the Mamas and the Papas.
Hey.
And I forget the name of the father, but someone Phillips, I'm willing to bet.
So hold on, back. This is so weird seeing her born as a girl. Okay, actor. So, okay. She, Ellen had a TV series?
Ellen? Yeah.
She did?
That's how she became famous.
Ellen
DeGeneres, right?
She became famous from her.
No, she had a show before.
Yeah, but
I never watched it.
She was on. She was doing stand up on she was on Johnny Carson, I think.
Probably.
She was on.
But
Johnny
Carson.
Had
a sitcom. Don't you remember when she came out? She came out on that sitcom.
Oh, I don't remember.
Yeah.
1997. I was 17, so no, I don't remember that.
Yeah.
But she did do her stand up. That's what she became known for. But okay, so I guess Chaz Bono was on one of them as the moderator, as Chastity Bono.
Mm-hmm.
Bar Girls. She played herself. And the Sonny and Cher show, I wonder why she was on that for 1 year. She was a regular performer. What kind of doing what?
Yeah, she's done nothing. Relax.
So she's apparently, though,
she's just famous for being Cher's daughter and for
which isn't, you know,
her sex change.
I have to say, she looks like a dude.
Yeah.
She did good. She didn't talk much last night, so I couldn't really hear her voice.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, they did a good job. Whoever did this for her did a really good job. I wonder how her penis looks, though.
Yeah. So that's the opposite of dude looks like a lady, right?
Wow.
You're saying the lady looks like a dude.
There you go. 1969, so she's...
Is that when she was born?
Yeah. March 4th, she's born a day after me. We're
really?
Both Pisces. We have something in common.
Yeah.
Wait, 1969, so what is that?
She's 40... 42?
He's 40. We need to... He is 42. Okay, good job.
Yeah.
Good job with the math. He's 42.
Yeah.
Wow. Chastity Sun Bono. That was her.
You know, I can't really. I mean, I can't refer to someone who went through a sex change operation as the new sex. You know them as the old one. You know, so it's like, you know, Chaz. I'm always gonna refer to her as a she.
I guess, yeah, you know? I guess so. But when you look
at
her,
used to it, yeah.
You're nowhere in any of that is there a feminine woman.
No.
So I think that the more you look at him, uh-huh. the more you'll see that it's really a dude.
Yeah.
'Cause it's kind of impressive, I have to say. I'm a little impressed.
Yeah. I don't know. I wouldn't want to see the penis, I'm telling you. I don't know what kind of a mess they have down there.
I kind of want to see it just
but
to see
what it looks
like. But
it can't look natural.
You don't think?
Nah.
You think it looks like a dildo, like a plastic one? I don't know. I just want to see it just to see it.
I'm just thinking of something shapeless, you know?
What?
I don't know.
I wonder if it has pictures on the internet about that. I think I asked you this. But whatever, if I ever come across her, that's going to be the first question I'm going to ask her.
Yeah.
Can I see your penis?
Yeah.
Let's see if it'll whip it out. And I'll be like, okay, thanks.
Yeah.
I'm out of here.
But like I said before, I can't imagine how they make it actually function. You know? I mean, there's people with natural penises who can't get a hard on, you know? So how do you...
I don't know.
Yeah.
Science, man. I don't know how they do it. I don't even want to know.
Wow.
If it just happens.
It's such an intricate system. I can't imagine.
It really is. Hey, did you see about this former NBA player, Los Angeles Lakers player that got arrested?
He got arrested?
Yeah, which they put up this video, which could be the worst video I've ever seen on a news channel. Because it's this cameraman just taping this, what's his name? Javieris Crittenton? I don't even know if I said that right. In connection with an Atlanta murder. Mm-hmm. So he was arrested last night. But, like, all the video is them stopped in this car, and this cameraman just is zeroing on him, and he's, like, trying to call his name, and the guy won't turn and look, and he just stands there. It's literally, like, a five-minute-long video, and he's not even, like, that's it. That's all it is.
Really?
Like, you know what? I don't care. Like, don't put up a freaking video. Just put up a little story about it. But yeah, he was arrested last night. So I have no idea what... Oh, this is mine again.
Yeah.
Sorry. I don't know when mine goes up. But he was arrested last night. I want to know what happened. But you obviously didn't hear about it, so...
No, I did not hear about it.
Well, then, never mind.
Yeah.
I don't know. What did Bachman say now about God?
I don't know what you say now.
She's such a mess.
Yeah.
I don't know. Does anybody ever, like, even take her seriously?
I think people do, yeah. But she's not doing very well in the polls now, you know, now that...
she's a moron.
Yeah, yeah, you know.
Yeah, she is. She really is.
I know, but you know what's scary is that people actually follow that shit, you know?
Oh, it says... Oh, this is what... I know. This is what she says. She defended her recent comments about natural disasters in Washington, D.C., serving as messages from God, saying she was joking.
Really?
Quote-unquote. This is a quote. I have a great sense of humor, okay? And I think it's important to exhibit that humor sometimes when you're talking to people as well. Of course I was being humorous when I said that. No, you weren't, because you're an idiot, and you're against gay people, and you think that they can be cured. So...
Is that what it says there, too?
No, I just added that.
That's your commentary.
I would be a horrible reporter, because I would probably add that in at the end of my little thing.
Judge every new story.
And they would be like, cameraman would be like scrambling to get me off the air, because I'd be just throwing that in at the end of it. Okay, Michelle. Okay, Bachman, whatever your name is. I can't stand her. Her, another person. I feel like she's just an idiot.
Yeah.
She's worse than Sarah Palin to me.
Is she really?
Yeah, it's just
she's
so...
It's that religion thing, you know, that's
eternal. Well, it's just so... I do understand that people do believe, like, a certain way, and I get that, and that's fine, but it's like... I can't understand how somebody's so narrow-minded. Like, somebody is just... They really, truly believe that gay people is just, like, it's some disease that you can cure.
Right.
Like, how can you then how can you be in a position of power and not accept everybody for who they are?
Yeah,
it's just going to be like a Hitler all over again. I'm sorry to say that, but it is. Like, you're going to be in a position of power, and you are going to dictate what's right for everybody, but you're not going to accept everybody for who you are.
Right.
That's bullshit. Like, I don't want somebody running my country like that. Like, that's crap.
Yeah.
It just disgusts me. And for her to think for any moment that she can stand up there and do that and still have prejudice against people, how are you going to then help everybody?
Yeah. But, you know, I mean, that's the thing, though, is that this country, I think, has gotten very religious. And I think there's a lot of people that actually follow that shit, you know, so.
Well, I think so. But, I mean, I believe in God. I believe in the universe. I believe that it's great that we have all these religions, too, that speak to us. And I don't believe there's any right or wrong. And I believe we all essentially worship the same God. We just go about it in different ways. But, and I'm not saying that I know it all and you don't, and I don't think that at all. And I'm open to listen and to learn about every religion. But again, I can't have somebody standing up there in a position of power that's going to be prejudiced against people.
Yeah.
And then dictate for everybody what's right for them. That I can't understand.
Yeah. But, you know, again, what's scary is how many votes these people get.
I know.
So it's not just that they talk, you know, they have followers.
I know. And
that's scary.
And that it is scary. It is really scary.
Because it shows you a lot of people do believe the same thing.
Yeah. Yeah. I just can't understand it. I really can't. And if these people were in a minority and there was that prejudice against them, they wouldn't be voting for her.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's just sad, you know? But it is. It's like another Hitler again. You're going to be prejudiced against people because they're gay or they're black or they're yellow or they're, you know, whatever.
Right.
It's just, I have no patience for that. I'm sorry. I really don't. Anyway.
Yeah. Well, you're an enlightened person, you know?
I don't know about that all the time. I try to be. I know that I judge and I make fun of, but...
Yeah.
You know, I mean, look, it's the same thing. Like, I don't like when people judge, but I still get angry at people that are doing horrible things. So, in a sense, I am judging people.
Right.
You know, which is not okay. I can't... I'm not Gandhi. I would love to be one day. I don't want to look like him. But I'm just saying. Like, I want to have that acceptance, that complete acceptance.
Yeah.
You know? No matter what. I think that's
It's very difficult to do.
Completely difficult, but it's so inspiring to me. It's very inspiring. And
really?
That's why Buddhism and Hinduism are...
To accept everyone, I don't know. Yeah. There's people that are dangerous, you know?
I know, but it's so inspiring to me. It's so amazing.
Okay.
Did I ever tell you my story, my favorite story?
Which one? You've told me a lot of stories. I don't know.
I never remember the story. The stories I tell. I love a story. I read this great book. Sorry, I'm stretching. I'm not yawning. I need to stretch. I read this great book a couple years ago. A friend of mine gave it to me called Autobiography of a Yogi. I think I told you this. And it was Paramahansa Yogananda wrote it, which is this wise, enlightened man, kind of like Buddha, Gandhi, that started the Self-Realization Fellowship. Do you know what that is?
No.
They have them all over. Like, there's one on Sunset next to the Scientology building, which has nothing to do with Scientology. And then there's one, like, in Pacific Palisades. And it's just, like, this great little retreat. And you go there and listen to an enlightened being talk. And it's no religion or anything like that. It's just this place of whatever, worship to you in whatever way, right? And so I read this great book. And in the book, there is... a story in there. And it was a really old story because Paramahansa was around in like the early 1900s. So this was a while ago. And this true story that there was this master, and the master is just an enlightened being, and he lived in this town, and everybody knew who he was, and he was walking through the town square, and this really angry, crazy man ran up to him and just started yelling at him. He knew exactly who the master was. He just started laying into him, saying really mean things, yelling at him, all this stuff. And the master sat there and he listened. And he goes, when he was finished, you know, the master asked him, are you done? And the guy said, yes. And the master says, okay, thank you. And he turns and he walks away. And that's all he said.
Yeah.
And the man's like shocked. he's like, he could not believe what just happened. So he ran after the master and he was like, I don't understand. Like, I just yelled at you. I said mean things. I said horrible things. And you say nothing back. You just turn and walk away and it's okay. And the master stops him. He goes, can I ask you a question? And the guy says, yeah. He goes, when you buy a gift for somebody and you don't give it to them, whose gift is it? And the guy goes, that's easy. It's mine. And the master goes, exactly. If you throw anger at me and I don't accept it, who does it belong to? And the guy was like shocked and fell to his feet and worshiped him for the rest of his time on this earth. But I think that that is so true. Like, you know, a lot of times when you wake up in a good mood and you come across somebody who's not in a great mood and they are angry, they're angry and they yell at you and then you take on their energy and then you become in a bad mood.
Right.
And the thing is you have a choice here. And so I understand what you're saying. There are people in this world that aren't very nice and all of this stuff. But, you know, I also believe that you don't have to take it on. And I think it's such a powerful story. It's actually one of my favorite stories, and I tell it to people over and over and over again. I think it's beautiful, and I think it's amazing and really, really powerful. And it shows that you can take control of your life, and you don't need people to dictate how you feel.
Right.
You know?
So you don't need to be angry. That's what you said.
Well, I'm just saying, like, if you're... Well, I mean, look, we all get angry. We're not perfect. It's always going to be. We're going to get angry about things. But if somebody is horrible to you, you don't have to take that on. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, I think that is that. Well, that is obviously the lesson. That's the where you can say, look, I create my life. And if I don't want to take on somebody's energy, I don't have to.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. And whether you believe in energy or not, that doesn't matter. It's about if somebody's angry and yelling at you for no reason, or, you know, and then you take that on, you can see it. You can see your day switch.
Yeah.
You know, you wake up in a great mood and all of a sudden you're in a bad mood and you don't realize.
Yeah, it is contagious. You know,
bad mood is. It is. And because you're taking on that energy. And I freaking love that story. It makes me so happy. And I love sharing it. So thank you for letting me share it. So now we learned something for the day. So now we learned something. So we can hang around mean people and still be happy.
Yeah, I guess. But you know what? Anger, when you think about it, usually it's because things don't go your way.
Well, it's about fear, too.
Yeah, but, you know, it's usually about, you know, if something doesn't go your way, you get mad. You know, but, you know, if someone behaves the way that you don't like. But you have to remember that these people are just like, that's the way they behave. It may not be necessarily just with you.
No, no,
people
that's what
are
I'm
like that.
Exactly. And that's what I'm saying. It's like it has nothing to do with you.
Right.
So instead of taking it personally and then taking on their energy, you realize that, okay, maybe that is just them.
Right.
And you let it go and you don't take it on. So you can still be in this great mood and have this great energy and not be rude to them, but just realize that has nothing to do with you.
Mm.
And you don't have to partake in that anger. You don't have to partake in that fear or whatever they're going, whatever they have going on in their life.
Yeah. It's similar to, you know, when I mean, not only I say this, but, you know, it's not what happens to you. It's how you react
exactly.
to it.
Exactly.
You know,
absolutely.
And we've discussed that before.
Yeah.
Because shit happens to everybody.
Yeah.
You know, but some people manage to get through.
Exactly.
And they're saying, you know, they took some people that have like terminal illness and are facing death, and you can see that some people can deal with it and fight the cancer or whatever, and some people cannot. They just give up.
Mm-hmm.
And they tell you it has a lot to do with your attitude, with your outlook, with how you view things.
Yeah. Well, when I watched, we talked about this, Dr. Mengele from Hitler, the doctor that performed all those horrible experiments on the twins.
Right.
And I watched this documentary and it was about these two twin girls. And the one woman they were interviewing was like, she was well into her 80s now. Mm-hmm. And this was a few years ago that they did this. So I don't know if she's alive still, but she lived somewhere in the Midwest and she was alive and well, and she wasn't sick from anything they had done, but her sister ended up passing away when she was like 55 because she had complications from the experiments that he did. And throughout, she even said, she goes, you know, when me and my sister were going through it, I told myself that I wasn't going to die. He was not going to get me. I was going to live. And her sister wasn't as strong-willed as her. And her sister ended up dying when she was 55, and she lived till she was 80. She goes, I told myself that I would not die.
Right.
And I definitely wouldn't die in these camps. He, whatever he did to me, he would not hurt me. It was amazing. Mm. And look at, and she lived to, I mean, she might be still alive.
Right.
And she's close to her 90s, if not in her 90s.
Yeah.
But I believe, yeah, it's your mindset, you know,
yeah.
And why some can fight through it and some
yeah.
just choose to.
Yeah. You see, I'd give up.
Would you?
No, I'm kidding. In prison, I probably would. You know, I mean,
yeah.
I don't think I'd last in prison very long.
I think I would fight.
Yeah?
Yeah, because, well, you just have to find that hope, you know, if you don't have hope, and that's,
yeah,
you know, that's something.
What kind of hope can you have in prison?
You can have hope for, there's a lot of guys in there that have gotten out years later and have spent their lives in there, but some guys have been rehabilitated to turn their lives around, you know? I mean, I would turn my, if I did something horrible, I would try to turn my life around, yeah.
Yeah, but that's you. You know, you probably wouldn't do something terrible in the first place.
Well,
you know,
no, I
these
probably.
People are
yeah.
have anti this display antisocial behavior, and you know, I don't know how many of them can actually be rehabilitated.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, that's about our societies. We give people second chances, which is I think a good thing.
Right.
But at the same time, you know, if you go to prison for life, it's like, what's the point?
What's
the point in staying alive? What kind of a life is that?
Yeah, I mean,
you know, like Gaddafi right now. I mean, his only option is to commit suicide. Nothing else sounds attractive. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's going to be tried, either that or if he's caught, they might just kill him and hang him and, you know, pull him around the streets by in the back of a car or something. And yeah, so, I mean, if I were him, I'd just say, you know, but people are saying he's not going to do this the way Hitler did because he's too proud or something, you know, and he's not going to do it. But who knows what's going to happen
with
him.
They'll find him.
But they'll hunt him down, man.
I don't think he'll commit to it. I think he'll think that he can get out of this.
You think so?
Yeah, I think he'll
he's
fight it.
He's that delusional,
to,
huh?
I think he'll fight it till the end, you know?
Yeah.
So, I don't know. That's what I think, but I don't know if he'll commit suicide.
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
It remains to be seen. I'm curious.
You know, speaking of suicide, they're actually going to air the suicide episode on The Real Housewives.
Oh, really?
Yeah, wow. I mean, they're not going to.
Yeah, but they're going to make an episode around that.
Yeah, they are, which I thought was kind of.
I guess they can't ignore it. It's part of their lives.
Well,
it's
I don't think that as much as they kind of tried to get rid of it, it was just in the, you know. It was in the news, like you couldn't go around it. You know what
exactly.
I mean?
Exactly. So you can't pretend it didn't happen.
Yeah, exactly. So they said that they're gonna air a special suicide episode. They didn't say if Taylor was gonna be in it, which is the estranged wife of Russell, who committed suicide. So
they don't know if she's gonna be on that.
They didn't say in the article if she was gonna be in it. I think it might be too. Even though she was separated from him because he was abusive and all this stuff, I think that this
he was
might
still
be a
her
little.
Husband.
Yeah, she was still exactly, and the father to her child.
Right.
And that I think is really difficult. And who knows if she wants like her to be on camera talking about this when her daughter can look back and see this. You know, I mean that's got to be. My heart goes out to.
Yeah, it's devastating, especially for the kids, I think.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, God.
You can't understand it. You can't explain
it. You ask where your dad is, and what do you say as a mother? He's not coming home. I mean, she's a young girl.
Yeah.
She's probably like 7 or 8 right now.
Really?
You know, she can't understand
that
her father's never coming home. And that's rough. That's a position that it just breaks my heart. For her, you know, and I feel bad for Taylor, even though she went through a lot with him. I just, that's rough.
Yeah.
And he didn't have a way out. Like, you know, I was wondering, like, I was like, I wonder why he committed suicide. Like, what was his deal? And she even said it. She goes, I think it's because he was so in debt. And he was.
Yeah.
And I think that's why he.
Probably.
He
and
didn't have
and
a
the
way
separation
out.
Probably, too. I mean, that's devastating to fathers. To have your kids taken away from you like
that. Yeah, but I think it more had something to do with that because he was really awful to his wife.
Yeah.
He was really awful to her. So I think that, you know, it had a lot to do with the debt. He was like, I mean, millions in debt. This wasn't like thousands. This was like millions.
Really?
I can't even fathom that.
I know.
How do you... But this is a dumb question. This is really a dumb question, but I'm going to ask it anyway. If you're in debt, millions, how do you keep your house? Like, he had a really... She had a really amazing house in, like, Bel Air or Beverly Hills.
Yeah.
Well, Beverly Hills, because the Housewives of Beverly Hills, duh, stuff.
Right.
But,
well, if he keeps paying the mortgage on that, then he can keep it. That's one way. And...
So... But they can't, if he's in debt, though, they can't take that away from him?
No, not if he's paying for it.
Okay.
Yeah. Only if he defaults on the mortgage, then they can take the house away.
Oh.
But maybe he just, you know, he didn't pay his credit cards and whatever, cars, whatever he had, but kept on paying for the house.
Hmm.
You know. And great. Also, it takes a long time to evict someone, you know, from
Does
their
it?
House. Yeah. Yeah, it's not that easy.
Oh. I don't know how that works.
Yeah.
Conan O'Brien is on the ridiculous about his hair, but I don't, I haven't seen it. Did you see it?
No.
I love Anderson Cooper. He makes me happy.
Yeah.
And he's gay. I would have never thought he was gay.
No?
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
When he came out, I was like, I was actually kind of shocked.
Yeah. Yeah. He looks like a pretty straight person, but I don't mean straight sexually. I just mean he's like very serious, you know, very.
Yeah. He doesn't look gay to me.
Yeah.
I don't know what that even means, because you never know. But he doesn't. I was actually kind of shocked when he came out. But good for him. And he's with his husband, and I think they're adopting or something.
Really?
Or they're going through? Yeah.
Oh God.
Something like that.
Good for him. Anderson Cooper, huh?
I love him. I think he's hilarious.
Yeah.
He's a little bit like Jon Stewart. Jon Stewart's a little bit more out there than him. You know, he's a little bit more crazier.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, he's I mean I love both of them. I think Jon Stewart's hilarious. I think he's super freaking smart, that guy. Oh, have you ever watched the show?
No, I'll have to check it out.
Oh my God,
it's a great show.
It really is a great show.
Mm.
I mean, he just rips people left and right, but he's such a smart guy. And he's actually one of the writers of the show.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
So they don't write it for him.
Well, he has writers too,
right.
But he has a big say in what goes out there, which I really respect as a talk show. I mean, he's brilliant. He's brilliant. You know, this isn't just people writing. Like, Conan O'Brien is brilliant. He really is.
You think so?
No. He actually went to, like, Harvard or something. He's a brilliant guy. And he writes a lot of his stuff.
Mm.
But, yeah, he's, like, super, super, super smart. And I don't know why he doesn't really relate that well to people. I don't, maybe because he is so smart and he's so, I don't know.
Like, nerdy or something.
Well, you know how there's, like, really smart people that can't, really relate to people?
Right.
Does that make sense?
But how do you know he doesn't?
Well, because he keeps going from network to network. Like, he can't stay with one. So, obviously, there's something in there where people aren't totally relating to him. Do you see, like, David Letterman? He got Jay booted him off, but David Letterman's still on the air, and he's a huge following. Jay Leno has a huge following, you know? Like, Conan has a following, but it's like he keeps going from one network to the other.
Right.
So... there's something in there that I don't know why he's not really. I think he's great. I really like him.
It's not about relating. It's just about money.
It could be.
Yeah.
But, you know, I mean.
That's usually the case why you go from one place to the other, you know.
Yeah, but he's not like as big as Jay Leno or.
Right.
As big as David Letterman. He's not.
Oh.
Not even close.
Right.
You know, they're so much bigger than him.
Right.
But I don't know. I do love him.
I thought he's become pretty big.
Well,
ratings.
He is big, but he's not like them big.
Right.
And I can't understand why Jay Leno is as big as he is.
I know.
I really don't understand it.
Maybe just because he's been around for a long time.
Is it the chin? Maybe it's the chin. That chin is awful. Why? So when I saw him in Monterey, it is like...
It really stands out.
Huh? It's like the first thing you see. Like, I looked at him and I was like, there's the chin. Like, I couldn't even believe it. It's crazy. Like, he really has this weird chin. Like, when they do the caricatures, like we were talking yesterday, those caricatures.
Right.
And they do it of his chin, and it's like, it's
and then
so
it looks
weird.
Like him, right?
And then you see him in person, you're like, yep, that's exactly how it looks. It's just like the weirdest thing.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
I don't know. It's
guess.
So funny.
I don't watch that much late night TV, but yeah, I've started to like Letterman more than Leno. You know, although Leno's got, I like his monologues are funny.
Yeah.
He's got good writers, and a couple of other things that he does, you know, but like the headlines and stuff. Do they still do that? I don't know.
The headlines?
The
I think
so. The funny headlines and stuff. You
do
know?
You know what I love funny. Is finding, I think Letterman does this. I don't know if Leno does this, but where Letterman finds those weird clips in the newspaper.
Right.
Does that, does
Leno? Yeah, that's
does
what
Leno
it is.
Do,
yeah.
It is the funniest thing ever.
People kind of send it in and then they show it. Yeah,
it's so awesome.
It is.
It's one of my favorite things on that show.
Yeah, so that's what I was referring to.
Oh, that's the same thing. Okay.
Yeah.
It's hilarious.
Yeah.
The fact that people like take the time to do this, I think it's just awesome.
Yeah.
It's so good. But yeah.
Did you hear that your friend, the polygamist Warren Jeffs, is in a coma?
Well, said he wasn't in a coma.
Oh, he wasn't in a coma, but he's in critical condition.
I
they
saw
said
that.
He was in a coma, and then he came
out. And then
they
said, yeah. And then he's not, apparently. But yeah, right. I saw that. He's my friend. Yeah, he's my friend.
Yeah.
He's my lover.
I know, you love him.
I love him. I love him so much. I was thinking about becoming one of his wives.
Yeah. So he was going through a hunger strike, I guess, and that must have... worse than this condition. I don't know. They said he's had some medical problems and stuff, but I'm just wondering if he didn't make himself that sick.
Well, they said he was fasting, so probably.
Yeah.
I think he just wants to...
Oh, it was fasting? Well, it was like a hunger strike,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, fasting, hunger, same thing.
Yeah,
but
same
thing. He just wanted to get out of prison.
Yeah.
What a baby. He was like, oh, I'm in here for life. Maybe I'll just do a fast for a little bit so I can stay in the hospital and get out for a few weeks. Seriously, I wonder, I mean, he's obviously doing it for a reason. I don't think he's, you know.
Yeah, no, he's stuck there forever.
Life to 20 years.
Right.
Just give him life. Why another 20 years?
No, because, like I told you, life is only 25 years.
Oh, life is only 25 years?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, well then that makes more sense.
But besides, I mean, sometimes they'll give you like 10 life sentences, you know, where you know you're going to die in prison.
Sure.
But that's because of the charges, you know, if you kill 10 people, then it's 10 life sentences.
I see.
Yeah.
I don't know how that works.
Yeah.
I don't understand.
You know, it also affects your chances for parole and...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So,
crazy.
So it does make a difference.
I guess so.
A difference. Yeah.
In
Germany, they're starting to charge prostitutes sex tax. Have you heard of that?
No. Yeah. So the red light district, they're charging all of them down there?
Yeah, they're putting up like parking meters, you know, where you can actually get like for €6 a night, you can get a little
whore.
Thing. Yeah, it's not a whore, but she can work and pay taxes, you know. So I guess if they catch them without this, they might have to pay a fine or something, you know.
They have to pay taxes on this?
Because they're saying that other sex workers have to, so they have to do the same.
Wait. Back it up. Hold on.
Right.
What other sex workers have to pay taxes?
Like, you know, when they have like massage parlors and those things. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, they're illegal, right? Or they're legal?
They must be legal in Germany
then,
if they do
obviously,
this.
Obviously, because then they're...
Yeah.
That's so weird.
Yeah.
I don't even know what to say about that. So good for them that they're now considered employees, I guess?
No, but even if they're self-employed, they have to pay taxes. Because they're saying like sauna clubs and stuff like that, like... they are paying taxes, you know, although there's prostitution going on there too. So
it is so weird.
Can you imagine?
I don't
You're walking around, so you buy like a prepaid parking ticket or something, you know?
And then
and you walk around with
I wonder how the women feel about this.
Well, I don't think they have much of a say.
Well, obviously they don't, but I mean, that's kind
But the nice thing is that it's €6 regardless of how many tricks you get per night. It's regardless of how many
tricks
you get.
Yeah.
You know, so it's pretty much a flat fee, you know. So if you're busier, it doesn't cost you as much.
I'm sorry, I shouldn't laugh. This is so ridiculous, though. I find it so bizarre.
Yeah. Now, in prostitution, do you think they should arrest the hookers or the johns, the guys that go to them?
The johns.
You think they're the ones committing the crime?
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Why?
Because I think that they're with making money off of these people, and they're just treated like shit, and it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Their well-being doesn't matter, none of it. And these women are doing, and we had this talk before. Right. You know, there's some that do it, majority of them don't do it because they like it. They do it because they have to, or they were born into it, or this is the world they know, and they have no other choice. Mm-hmm. You know, some of them actually, like, remember I saw that Bunny Ranch thing? Remember I told you that? And there was one woman that was being interviewed that says she loves having sex.
Right.
So there's some of those, but, you know, I think that a lot of times they just don't have a choice. I think it's the Johns that you should arrest. That's my opinion.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. That's me. Because I think if they really felt like they had another choice, they wouldn't be doing this. Because the way they're treated is not good.
Yeah, but it's against the law to sell sex for money. You know, not just to buy it. So the hookers are not necessarily victims. You know, the perpetrators too.
Yeah, I just feel like if they knew they had, I mean, this isn't Pretty Woman. This isn't like these women aren't treated like this. You know what I mean? It's like they're abused a lot.
Yeah.
You know, and I think that.
But it is by choice. You know, ultimately they make that choice.
It is by choice. Yes.
Yeah.
And like I said, majority of them are going into it because they have no other choice. They don't know this other world.
Right.
You know, I saw this great documentary. I forget the name of it. This woman went to India, this bad part of India, and which, I mean, there's a lot of bad parts in India, but she went into these brothels and she found like 8 kids where she taught photography to, so she could give them an option out of the brothel, right? And she got them into schools and all of this, and they were able to study and stay in these schools and get out of the brothels. But every single girl and every single boy, except for one girl, one girl stayed in the school. Everybody went back by choice.
Yeah.
Every single person. So that means that they're going to wind up exactly like their parents, like their mothers.
Yeah.
Living in these brothels, being whores, because this is what they know.
But it's also, I think once you realize that you can make money easily, it's hard to get out of it. It's hard to go into a regular job.
Well, right. And I just think, like, that's what they grew up with. So, like, I mean, these kids are in the rooms with their families. And a lot of times the mothers will, like, have sex. And the kids are like in, like, blocked off with like a curtain. You know what I mean? It's like that messed up. And even there was one woman who had a husband and she was still a whore.
What?
And the husband lived in the brothel. Whoa. And he let her have sex because they needed money.
Right.
So it was like, I just feel like these kids grew up in that, and that's what they know, and that's what they're used to. And sometimes you can't get out of it. I mean, this woman gave them an opportunity to go to school, to study, to have a scholarship, to live in these schools and be treated so well and have food all the time and study photography and do whatever they wanted to.
Yeah.
And they chose to go back except for one girl.
Yeah.
Stayed. And I was like, I was floored. I absolutely in my heart thought every single person would stay in that school. I did not think they would go back to their life, and they did.
Yeah. Well, you know, I think it's the same story with drug dealers. They can't stop because
that's
the money is so easy and there's a lot of money.
That's
So if the woman figures, you know, I'll go into porn, I'll go into prostitution and make $1,000 a night or something, or a couple grand a night.
Yeah.
What am I going to do, work as a cashier in a grocery store or
something? That's true. You know? The money is definitely, you know.
Yeah.
The whatever word I'm looking for. It's, you know, it's what it's about, unfortunately.
Right.
You know, so people will whore themselves out or deal drugs or, you know what I mean? It's just.
Yeah.
It's messed up, man. I just can't believe that they're taxing these people now. I'm like kind of shocked by this. And I know I'm laughing, but it's like I don't know what else to say.
Yeah.
Maybe good for them. I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know. I think they should legalize prostitution, you know, and then.
You think so?
Yeah, because then the women are not going to be victimized as much, you know, because it's not like underground anymore. So there might be more protection for them and
you think?
Things like that. Yeah.
I wonder I mean, it's a good point. I really wonder if they were to do that, if that would be the case.
Yeah, if like they have bunny ranches and stuff everywhere, you know, then they don't have to walk the streets. It's a safe place and everybody's happy. So I don't know, but
I don't know. You know? I don't know. I don't know how I feel about it.
Yeah.
Again, I mean, hey, to each his own. I don't. Right. I don't know if that. If that was the case, mm-hmm. that would be a good thing.
Yeah.
You know, more protection for them and.
Right. Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Okay. Maybe All you right. should be president, Sam. Yeah. I would vote for you.
Yeah. Have a few hookers on my own, huh?
And then you'd be like Warren Jeffs. Okay. Yeah. Great. All right, Sammy. Well,
all right, everybody. Thank you all for joining us, and we'll see you all tomorrow.
You have been listening to Sam and Stephanie in the Morning, which airs every weekday from 10 until 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. If you have a question for our hosts, or if you would like to inquire about sponsorship opportunities, please direct all communication to info@latalkradio.com. Sam and Stephanie is a production of LA Talk Radio. We say what we want.